Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh man, it is Tuesday, which is always a great day of the week. At least it is now that we got the John and Wayne show. Wayne, how are you, sexy man?
I'm Gucci, baby.
I love it, man. I love it. Now, this is kind of the final like countdown, maybe.
We've done a couple countdown.
There we go.
We gotta get that music going. Oh, that's a song I gotta add to my repertoire.
I freaking love it. I love it. Now, Wayne's coming out swinging already. Mm-hmm. Literally. We have done two competitions where we he's got the Bosa shirt.
Just go ahead and put him on the list, bro. You ain't even gotta give them, you know what I'm saying? John said I can have first pick. Don't renege now. He said, "I get first pick." The moment you picked him last time, they was like, "Man, I'm sorry, Breezy, but John got you." John had me at hello. He had me at hello. He won. He won at the hello of the show.
Yeah. Well, so we did an all offensive breakdown. What's up, Shache? We did an all defensive breakdown. We're doing the whole freaking Shamus Jam. Like we're doing it all.
Shamus Jam. I like that.
And freaking right before we go live, Wayne Breezy comes out. I'm the biggest Rocky fan that's ever existed. Let me just say that. Like, my best friend and I, his family came over from Mexico. We joined Golden Gloves together. He had the Mexican flag boxing gloves. I had the American ones that Apollo wore. And, man, we would beat the tar out of each other nonstop. And so Wayne tweets, Ivan Drago freaking at me.
You will lose. You will lose. I'm trying to get it right. I don't have the deep enough voice.
But here's the crazy thing, and I said this to Wayne. You know he lost, right? Like he didn't win.
He lost because it was written in the script to lose. I would take Dolph Lundgren over Sylvester Stallone in a fight any day.
Well, yeah, that's factual. Actually, Sylvester Stallone went to the hospital a couple times with like a broken orbital bone, a concussion, bleeding. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
you're a true fan.
They were going at it, man. So anyway, we're going at it today. I want to say thank you, guys. Man, I'm not the biggest into boxing currently. I'm out of touch. I'm not going to lie. Too. I got into the MMA thing, stayed with that for a while. Now it's a little bit too much of whatever. I'm sorry, man. I'm staying out. Oh, what's up, Woke Niner? We got the 49ers Rush Road Trip shirt on. I appreciate that. All right. So Wayne, we're going. All right. We're jumping into it. You get first pick. Let me throw the here we go.
Share that
throw
screen, this up though. There.
This is how complex we are. You got first pick, and you're going to close. Is that correct?
Yeah, man. I'm just going to get the, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and put the guy on the squad. We're going to get it sewed up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get to this pass rusher. We're going to start.
I love it, man.
Now, let me explain.
Oh, what's up, Joe? I appreciate it.
Joe, what's good? So this is about to be like the Big Bang Theory of lists because there are 90 players that John and I get to pick from. So technically, we almost – now, John, how are we going to do this? There's only 90 players.
Yeah. Well, so if you look at our list, we've got 12 and 12, which is 24 times 2. That's 48. So we've got plenty of room because the offense has 3 wide receivers and a flex. Boom. So if you want 4 wide receivers, you want a fullback, you want an extra tight end, however you want to do that. And the defense has 3 linebackers and 3 corners. This is the exact same way they picked the all-pro team. where they, because there's those hybrid positions, so they err on the side of caution and give both to them. So so we've got basically 24 and 24. So we're going through 48 players today. We'll spend a little bit more time on the top end guys, but whenever we get down to the bottom end, we'll start picking up the pace a little bit. But here's the thing. One, it's fun. Everybody says you want us to keep doing this. I'm 2-0, I feel like. Would you agree with that assessment, Wayne?
Hell no, you 1-1. Listen, the first one, I think I had a slight edge. The second one, you blew me out the water. You beat me 95-0. You know what I'm saying? I think I won by 1 point on the last one. I don't know. It's up to them. Okay. It's up to them.
Yeah, we'll just say 1-1. So
let's just say 1-1. This is it.
This is the winner.
This is it. Let's go.
Let me ask this question, because this is where I struggle. I cannot put a poll on Twitter and a picture of our rosters.
No,
and
not at the same time.
Listing the players takes too much space. You can't do it. It doesn't fit. So I'm not sure how to put this up there to get our clearly defined. I don't know. We'll have to figure
this out. We'll figure it out.
I'm not a smart man, but I do know what love is. And do you know what I love?
I love that I get a pick 2 and 3. I want you to show me.
There we go.
Yo, what? I have a song for everything you've been saying so far.
I love it. That's crazy. What's up?
What's wrong with
Joe just gave us another gift. Thank you.
Stickers, man. I wish we could see the sticker.
Dude, I freaking love it, man. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your generosity. That's right, Debbie. Oh, we got Debbie.
She said this is your daggone tiebreaker. You're daggone right.
I'm glad that Shache got my. See, here's the thing. I'm speaking movies and Wayne's
speaking music.
And that's okay.
And that's why this is the John and Wayne show. Right, man. You're going to get the best of all worlds.
All right. I get a pick 2-3 now. I'm going Trent Williams.
Okay.
Big dog Trent.
So,
tackle.
This is so funny because I took Trent first. You took Bosa first. We just flipped it. Who are you going with next?
Oh, I'm staying offense. I'm going Debo, who's about to get paid.
Yeah, he's about to get paid. Hey, quick question. Terry McLaurin got his deal. Who's going to go next? Do you think DK Metcalf gets that like 3 years, $75 million, and then Debo's going to get like a 3 years, $79
million? I think it'll be just a little bit more than
this. Just a slight. I love you. I love the way your brain goes. Like, it's just so cool. I was thinking the same thing. All right, that sucks.
All right, you're up, big dog. Back-to-back hit. You got Nick Bosa, which is a solid start. I think a lot of people will vote for you just based on that. And rightfully so. He's that damn good.
Yo, give me Fred Warner.
Oh, stay in defense.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Give me Brandon Ayuk.
Oh,
I'm not letting you get both of them suckers. Mm-mm.
Look at that. All right. I gotta update my
no,
standings
sir.
Over here.
Not letting you do both of them.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna be weird. Mm-hmm. Let's be weird with it. Let's be weird.
Go weird.
I'm going straight offense.
Okay.
I am going. I'm building it. I'm going Trey Lance.
That's cool.
I'm getting my man. Going the other All Pro, George Kittle.
George Kittle. I love it.
And so now I got Lance, Debo, Kittle, Williams. I would argue players on offense.
You got the offense.
You got the defense. So do you choose now to keep stacking or do you play catch up a little bit here?
So this is funny because now you want me to go – like I feel like I want to go defense.
Right? I'm in your head.
Right. So now I want to go Tre'Davious Ward. Mm. And Jimmy Ward.
Oh, the Ward. You wanted that Ward.
I need the psych Ward on my team, bro.
Love it, man. And Jimmy Ward, I mean, golly. Yeah, we are building. And it's not even like definitely wasn't my plan. But this is kind of the way the 49ers roster is built, right?
Yeah.
Because you have this top-end talent on each side. And it's kind of like, all right, let's pick, you know, where you're at. And kind of cool. Go that way, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you've got freaking four studs on defense. I've got four studs on offense. Let's even it out a little bit. I'm going Eric freaking Armstead.
That makes sense.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Juan, what's going on, baby?
Oh, is he in there? What's up? We got royalty in here, man. Shout out to Clayton. Our producer is back with us today, which is awesome because I get to take a deep breath. I get to focus on content a little bit, and he cleans up the chat and makes sure the production value is top-notch. So I just want to say shout out to Clayton there. He is freaking incredible. Now I'm stuck. Okay, I got Eric Armstead. Humana. I'm stuck a little bit on what I want to do here.
Mm.
I am stuck. You know, you're looking at my team. So I freaking
You got them studs though, man. I'm loving your offense. It sucks I gotta settle with for
yeah, I'm going Kinlaw.
See, that's
I'm gonna build up that inside. I'm cool with this. And way lower on my rankings, but I don't care. I got my two defensive tackles. I'm gonna build inside out. That's the plan.
That's a smart move right there.
You guys throw it up in the chat currently. Like, who's ahead with the two completely different philosophies here? He's going straight defense. I'm going straight offense. Just throw Chapman or Wayne in the chat. Let's see where we're at here, and let's keep arguing.
I just want to remind everybody that defense wins championships. All right, here we go. So, I gotta get some offensive fleet people on this team. So, give me Elijah Mitchell.
Oh. Oh, you got the running back, man. Oh, what's up? We got Phil from Patreon. I appreciate the gift, my friend.
What's good, Phil?
Phillip's Uncle best, Phil. Man.
He's now, this is a story all about how. You know, I can wait on the cornerback. So go ahead and give me, ew. You know what? Give me Danny Gray. Give me some speed. Give me
all
speed.
Right.
Give me speed.
And speed kills. You know, it's funny. We were talking to Danny Gray, and, you know, we put up the thumbnails or whatever for YouTube, and which is a whole science that I hate. But I had a buddy make a couple thumbnails for me, and sure enough, he put a Danny Gray, I don't know if you guys saw it, Fast and Furious thumbnail.
Ooh, I like it already.
He got like 2,000 views in like 1 hour. I got to get better at that, man, bringing it in. Offensive language. Oh, offensive league. I was league, like, oh, did I say something? I apologize.
You got that offensive league for sure, bro. Like, if this was fantasy football, you won.
Right. But it's not. And man, you got number one corner, number one linebacker, number one DN, number one safety. Yeah. All right, man. You got another pick. No, you went Elijah Mitchell and Danny Gray, right?
Yeah.
So that means it's my turn.
It's your turn.
I'm scared.
Where do you go? Where does John go? I feel like he's going to go defense. You got the number one offensive lineman in the league.
think I should go defense.
Yeah, I could. I feel like you're going defense right here.
Why not? Let's stay D-line. Let's stay D-line.
Okay.
I'm going with the stud rookie. I want Drake. I want Drake Jackson, man.
Like it.
I believe in him. I believe in Drake.
I like that.
And if I'm doing that, there's lots of ways I could go here. Yeah, I'm going to stay with it. I'm going to go Mike McGlinchey. Gosh, I don't like it. But I'm guaranteeing I got the tackles, staying with the offense, building D-line. We'll see, man. I have nothing on the back end. That's going to cost me later.
I actually love that pick. I tell you what, give me let me get Well, PFF ranked our off-the-ball linebackers, the number one off-ball linebackers in the league. So give me both of them cats right now.
Oh, I was like, no way he's going to take all of them.
Give me Al Shaair and Dre Greenlaw.
You can't sure do can. That.
It's my
Golly,
pick.
Golly, man.
Dude, you – never mind.
Damn. I thought – okay, I psyched myself out. I played myself. Congratulations. I played myself. Because I was like, you know what? He's going to take one of them. Because I almost took Greenlaw. I like Greenlaw more than Aziz, but I love Aziz. Me too.
I got you.
And I was like, you know what? He's going to take one, and then the other guy will be my mic, and I'll be good.
You'd be good? Right. And then we could split one of them rookies later. Yeah. Because, well, I was hoping you would have took one. Then I could have got, like, guy. Armstead, Kinlaw, whatever like that. They get Michael telling me to pick Garoppolo. Garoppolo ain't going nowhere. John already got a quarterback. I can pick a quarterback with the last pick.
There you go. I might put Garoppolo in my flex.
Ooh, shoot.
Make you, that's what I should do to you. Make
that's
you
what you should
run
do.
Sudfield.
Hey, man, Garoppolo will be on this roster anyway, so go ahead and pick him.
I love it, man. I love it. All right.
He said,
all right.
I'm going Brock Purdy.
Man, that threw me a loop. I ain't going to lie. All right. So let's get back to it. Okay, I'm going Juwan Jennings.
Okay. I like it.
I am the biggest Juwan Jennings fan of his offseason. I feel like he has just absolutely crushed it and just changed things. I really thought Danny Gray was going to be taking his spot, but I'm going to say no. I'm going to say a hardcore big no.
Love it.
Let's see here. Next up, yeah, why not? I'm going online. Screw it. I'm putting Daniel Brunskill.
Ooh, at the center.
At the center.
I like it.
The way it should be done.
Okay.
The way it should be done.
I can figure deal that. I like that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give me let me go ahead and get Samson Ebukam right here.
Hey, you're looking at my list.
I wish I could. I need some help. All right. I think he has a breakout season this year at that edge spot. And you know what?
This is fun, Wayne.
See, John,
I'm winning. But it's fun.
You're winning. But did I ever tell you that I didn't like you?
You said you loved me earlier,
just
bro.
Give me Jimmy Garoppolo because you will flex him and I will be pissed the F off. So, like, give me him while I have it, right?
I was trying to be nice.
Now, I know. Nice. Now, right. I got Jimmy.
You got Jimmy. So, you got Jimmy. You got Samson.
And Bosa.
You're strong there. And Bo, so you're going to throw that in every time, right? All righty. What do I want next? I'm hurting a little bit.
Mm-mm.
You know what? I'm going to go Aaron Banks.
Okay.
It's going to keep loading up.
You got the starting offensive line working for you right now.
I got 4 out of 5 the starter offensive line. Yeah. Everything else is hurting. I'm going to go Hufanga. As my safety.
Love it. All right. Let me start getting some offensive some linemen right here, man, because you know, I think these guys are better with Jimmy Garoppolo there anyway. Let me get Jake Brendel, because I think he's gonna be the starting center anyway.
I think he is as well. I don't think he should be, but I think he is.
And
Subway coupons. Talk about Jimmy G. I freaking love him, man.
I know. Oh. Jimmy better be supplying lunch for everybody. He's still on this squad. What's going on, Kali? So that would be that fifth guy because you got the rest of the offensive line. So now I got to dig into the reserves. Oh, man, this is tough.
We got three guards we got to pick between.
Yeah.
And I took actually Brunskill. So the five starters, projected starters.
Yeah, they're already gone. You know what? Let me get Jalen Moore.
Where are you putting him?
I want to say
this is the 49ers don't know where to put him either. He's working with the starters at tackle with Bukowski out. He's working with the twos at right guard.
This is so Chris, what's going on, baby? This is so tough, man. I need him. I need tackles. So put him at the right tackle.
Middle tackle?
But yeah. Just put him at the right tackle.
All right, Jalen Moore. Jalen Moore. I like Jalen Moore. I really
see. I see what we're doing. Check this out. I got a plan. I got a plan.
Oh, well, it's a little late. We're halfway through this.
I know.
Speaking of plans, I'm pretty excited. Something new I'm announcing. And you know, we do fantasy football leagues every year, and it was hard last year because we had seven leagues, which was awesome. And wow, like during the busiest time of the year, and trades and setting lineups and making sure everybody's doing right, we found a solution. So if you're into fantasy football, we're getting started soon. Check this out. All right, my 49ers fantasy people, we are announcing now. I'm excited about this. We've done fantasy leagues with the 49ers Rush for 3 years now. This will be year four, but we're going to do it differently this year. We are partnering with Mikey from Basement Brewed Fantasy Football. And if you haven't followed him yet, please go do so at BBFF Mikey. The dude's incredible. This is what he does full time, is he runs best ball and fantasy tournaments and things like that. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to enter in, and anybody that wants to join can. If you don't want to, whatever. It's basically $50 to join. This is a best ball league, which means it's all the best things of fantasy and none of the worst. You draft your team. We do a slow draft, usually get about 6 hours, 8 hours on the clock, pause at nights, whatever. You draft your team, and then that's it. You don't have to set your lineup. It goes throughout the entire season. Let's say you draft three quarterbacks. Whoever the best quarterback week one gets put into your lineup automatically. Your two best running backs, your three best wide receivers, your tight end, so on and so forth. So you build your roster basically like a GM. And it just goes through the season, and you get to keep track of who's winning and all that. There's no transactions. There's no anything. So if there's those people like me that are crazy busy during football season, this is the way to go. Now, here's the best part. If you win your league, which we're going to put 12 people in a league, you get an autographed 49ers jersey. We're in, you know, different players and whatever else, whether that's, you know, a Jerry Rice jersey, a George Kittle jersey, a Ronnie Lott signed jersey, things like that. Second place gets an autographed mini helmet. So each league, that's going to be covered. You know, first place gets an autographed jersey, and second place is going to get an autographed mini helmet. If you want to enter into this, very, very simple. All you got to do is just PayPal over some money. PayPal at Lamar Chapman, Lamar Chapman, Chapman. Whenever you put that in there, you'll see my ugly face. Now, this is important because PayPal, you can't do fantasy stuff. All you have to do is put 49ers in your email. Do not put anything about fantasy, please. That will be stressful and cause problems with my PayPal account. So just put 49ers in your email address. And then once you get in there, we'll email you all the instructions and set up the league and all those things. Mikey's going to be running it. I'm going to be helping, but he's a professional at this, so I don't want to step on his toes. But can you beat me and all the other 49ers Rush community in fantasy? We'll see. And we've got plenty of room for leagues. We'll see how it. Last year we did seven. We'll see if we can do more. So again, 49ers best ball fantasy tournament, going to be an absolute blast. Can't wait. Send over that money. And if you don't have PayPal, just email me 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and we'll set up another play, whether that's, you know, Venmo, Cash App, whatever. We'll figure it out. But if you want to participate in, you know, with the community, we will find a way to get you in there. So check it out. Excited about this one. Y'all better bring your A game. I'm bad at fantasy, actually, but that's okay. I'm going to beat you guys anyway. All right. Thanks, guys. All right.
Sign me up.
Dude, I've already got a Joe Montana jersey. I've got a Roger Craig autographed jersey. I've got a George Kittle midi helmet bought. And so what's going to happen is whoever wins their leagues, they're going to get a pick. And so whoever has the best score out of all the league winners gets to pick first, second, all the way first. And second place win. Now, here's the catch. If you're part of our Patreon community, if you're a Jerry Rice tier member, you get in free. It's free. I'm paying the $50 for you. If you're a Frank Gore tier member, you get half off. And if you're one of those people that's been on the fringe of maybe joining, man, join. You can go join right now, and I'll still give you the full discount because I believe in the product we put out there. And I'm going to beat everybody anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'll be in that league. Let's go.
Anyway, I love it, man. What's up, Kali? He says, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for training camp to start. You know, I'm ready. It's close, and, you know, let me throw this up here. The high-resolution 49ers Rush podcast. Look at this. We are 74 days away, 18 hours, 35 minutes, if you're watching this live, from Bears kickoff. We're so freaking close.
There it is.
So close, man.
There it is.
You know, it's even closer for training camp. We got, like, less than a month now.
July 26th. I'm ready.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then Wade and I are going to be arguing about lots of other things.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's when the show going to get different. All right. Yes. Whose pick is it anyways?
Oh, it's mine. It's mine. Right. I already got my picks. I already know what I'm doing. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Ray McCloud.
Okay.
My three wide receivers. So now I got Debo, Jennings, and McCloud. And I'm going Kyle Juszczyk.
Smart.
On juice. So I feel like I locked down the offense, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, your offense is legit. I'm not gonna stunt. You got the
defense
line
that is nobody non-existent.
That nobody cares in. And I'm gonna tell you this right now. If they say you won this, everybody getting pimp slapped because they've been complaining about the offensive line and talking about how weak the shit stuff is for the longest. Oh, the offensive line, we need this. And now you got everybody. And you know what I'm saying? They better not switch it up. I will find you. Your fault. All right, here we go. Dang, dude, because I don't even know who the sixth wide receiver is. That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, man. Give me Ross Dwelly.
Ooh, the Dwelly monster.
I think Dwelly makes a comeback. Don't call it a comeback for the kid. And let's go down. Let me get. You know what I like, man? Give me Big Hurst, man. Give me Maurice Hurst, man.
I do like him a lot.
Let me put some beef up in the middle. Pause.
No, we're doing the roster breakdowns or whatever. And I did Kevin Givens. Him and Maurice Hurst have the exact same body. Like height,
that's crazy.
Weight, arms, hands, 40. Like they're identical to each other. So you know, the 49ers got a tight.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah, they got a tight. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I love Maurice Hurst. I liked him coming out. He's a Michigan boy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
That's go Boo. Team. I see it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. I got to go defense. I got to, and it's a mess. I'm going cornerback. I'm going to throw Mosley up there.
You better.
Manuel Mosley, who I really, really like. Man, yeesh. Yeah, this is rough. And then I'm going to go nickel. I'm going Samuel Womack. I really like Womack.
I like that. All right, man, give me Jason Verrett.
You got V. I was wondering. I was stuck between Womack. Oops, sorry. Let's put for right there. Okay.
And then let's scroll up because I need. For my flex, let me get TDP.
Oh, that hurt. That hurt. That was a game changer right there. That one hurt. That one hurt bad. I didn't think you would do that. I didn't think you were going to do that.
Because you left with Trey Sermon. So now you go ahead and take Trey Sermon.
You know what?
Jermichael Hasty.
Nope.
Or Jeff Wilson Jr.
Nope.
Jordan Mason.
Damn straight.
I love it. I love this guy. I thought I hated him, but I love
him. I'm putting some exclamation points right there, baby. I can't. That's persuasive. I don't want to do it. I'm doing Jordan Mason. I shouldn't have gone Jordan Mason yet, but that's okay. I'm doing it. Next up, I'm going with the safety. I'm taking Odom.
Oh, I like.
Taking Odom over Tarvarius Moore. I'm going to leave you okay. Tarvarius. I don't think Tarvarius Moore is making the roster right now.
Yeah.
Yep. Breezy just won defense and run game, says Vader. Get him, Vader. Bring the heat. Hey, Vader. I ain't finished cooking yet. You don't know. I'm not finished. You don't judge a chef while he's cooking.
No, nope. I guess you gotta wait till he tastes the full plate. I love it.
There you go. All right.
So you picked Odom and who else?
Odom and I took Jordan Mason to make a point.
Oh, so it's my turn.
You got me on tilt. I shouldn't have gone running back at that point, but that's okay. Man, I can't believe I went Jordan Mason over.
Dang, that's crazy because you left Trey Sermon. Jeff Wilson Jr. Wow.
I'm making a claim. I am
mad at your claims, player.
That's Elijah Mitchell 2.0.
Go ahead and give me Colton McKivitz at the other tackle. So see what I'm doing right now?
Yeah, he played left tackle. You remember whenever he came in?
I sure do. And check this out. Give me Spencer Burford at the guard position right there.
Yeah. He's playing left guard. So he was taking left guard snaps in camp.
Give me that kid. He's my favorite kid, yo. Just he's like fun. I just love this kid. Everything about him. I love it.
He's fun. All right. You can't cook. I can't cook. You are correct. You are 1,000% correct. All right, guard. I'm going Nick Sekilj.
That's your guy, bro. That's
his video just dropped earlier today. I like Nick Sekilj a lot. That's your guy. A lot. Somebody trying to get in my door, my family. They better watch themselves. I'm working. I'm cooking. sure. Oh, man. All right, let's go. I'm going defensive end. I'm going Charles Omenihu.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I really like him. I'm a Texas guy. I have no choice.
That's a good pick. Dude, I don't know what you're going to do with them linebackers, but good luck.
I got to upload the depth chart. That's what I got.
All right. Did you pick two already?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Let me go ahead and get I feel like I could pick.
I'm not worried. We don't have any more positions that match, so there's no more strategy.
Right.
It's literally just filling up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just, you know what? Just go ahead and give me. Let me go ahead and get Malik Turner because I think he's going to be the sixth wide receiver anyway.
Yeah, I think that's the safe play, especially when you're looking at special teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right there. All right. And if I'm looking at. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. You get to go again.
Let me give me a secky sec.
Yeah, we're getting deep, guys. We're getting deep. Oh, man.
Who I got at my I got Burford at my left guard.
Yeah, you need a guard.
Give me Jason Poe, baby.
Oh, that was sexy. That was nice.
Give me Jason Poe.
That got me a little excited. All right, linebackers, I'm going DFF. And then I am going Oren Burks. Trying too upset with this. It's not great.
Like I'm not upset, but I like the Burks pick. I think,
I ain't mad at that. The depth is for real.
It's possibly DFF is probably going to be one guy going to go on that trade block right as camp start. Go ahead and give me hold on, because it's between Ridgeway. It's between Ridgeway.
Kevin Givens was taking snaps with the one.
Once. Yo, can I take Kerry Hyder here and put him inside?
Yes, you can, GM.
Can you give me Kerry freaking Hyder, baby?
I love it, man. I love it. All right, with my third, I'm going Jeremiah Gimmel.
You love this kid. That's the general.
The general. Good spell.
Hey, TDP don't need an offensive line. He just run through everybody.
That's right. I'm running back last year's corner group with Mosley and Ambry
Thomas. My guy. No, that was going to be my nickel, you mother sucker. All right.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I got lucky there. You got nickel?
So for Nickel, Dark Quest? I'm gonna take Dark Quest. I know cats like Dante Johnson, but I'm gonna take Dark Quest. And then I'm gonna end this with. Nope. You're gonna be mad. Give me Leon O'Neal Jr.
Let's go. Man.
Give me my boy. That cat making the squad some way, somehow. He gonna be on his job.
Oh. Man, here we go. We got a quick question here from Luke. What's up? Shout out to Luke. Chappie, you said that Hasty gives you more than Wilson on one of your last shows talking about the running back. I don't see that at all. Wilson is better everywhere. He makes the team. I think you will. One of those guys is making the team. There's no doubt about it.
For sure.
I do believe that Shanahan trusts Wilson a lot more. He's the vet in the room. Just me personally, I hate that he was active and got zero touches the last five games and was a healthy scratch from the NFC Championship game, whereas Hasty was not. So, like, yeah, they serve different roles. And I think you're right. I may have overstated my position there. I think it's one or the other. And if somebody can pick up pass pro, then I think they'll be there. But, again, I hate that Jeff Wilson got zero touches the last five games. That scares me. But you are correct. You are correct. All right, let's go through this. Man, we're getting faster and faster at this.
Yeah, we are. It started with some type of a science, and then it just ended. But God dang, that offense is scary as a mug.
We're totally lopsided. You look at defense, it ain't close.
And you look at offense, it ain't close. So it's going to be which one gets the best. I would love to see these two teams play each other.
It'd be fun. It's kind of like what if it's ones on ones, right? Because
right.
You've got the number one offense versus the number one defense, and then you got twos and twos. So here we go. Wayne, let's read off your roster top to bottom.
Okay.
I want you to present your fighting forces, and then I will present.
All right, man. I think I got that strong run game. I think Elijah Mitchell, and then with my flex, I think the run game is on lock. You know what I'm saying? I get that they need an offensive line, but I think these are some big backs. I think Mitchell can still get to the outside. I think TP can work the inside. So I do like the run game. I would say my run game is strong. Offensively, I got a playmaker on there, right? I got one. I don't know what Danny Gray is going to be able to do. I don't know if Jimmy can hit Danny Gray down the seam. Probably not. But he does have Malik Turner to come in and fill in that role, kind of be like that Ray McCloud, Juwan Jennings type of guy, those players you got. But if Danny can catch the ball and run some of them Debo one-yard pass catches and take him to the house, I like it. Jimmy winning with Danny Gray. Yeah, let's go. So my wide receivers game might not be as strong as yours, but it's pretty damn solid. It might even be a push. How many people have been saying Ayuk was one over Debo? Let's talk about it right here on the Johnny Lane
last
show.
Year, I was one of them. I was wrong.
I think you win. You definitely win in that tight end category. So that's not even a question. You win in the offensive line is not a question. But I like my offensive line. They're young.
It's really what it might be in like 1 year.
Right. They're young.
Trent Williams.
They can move.
And Aaron Banks. Other than that, Spencer, Brindle, Poe, Moore. Like those guys all have chances to start multiple years for sure.
Yeah, the strength of my team is the pass rush. I think the line is crazy. The linebacking core. I think my defense solidifies like this whole draft. I think my defense is better than your defense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The linebacker. I mean, Nick Bosa plus the three linebackers. And
that's
you got
it.
Ward.
That's
and
it.
Jimmy Ward.
Yeah. And if Verrett is healthy, that's another lockdown corner. Like, yeah. Yeah,
it's interesting, man. It's a solid squad.
But I
now,
look at,
you
your
look at
squad,
mine.
I'm just like Jesus Christmas.
Mine, I have the entire starting lineup minus Jake Brindle because I slide Brunskill in. So I've got Trent Williams, Banks, Brunskill, Nick Sakil, and then McGlinchey. I think that's the strength of the team. And then Trey Lance, Debo Jennings, Kyle Juszczyk, George Kittle. Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. But the running back position, you snuck that TDP pick in there.
I thought you were going to pick him up, but your heart has been on Jordan Mason for you've been speaking so highly of this kid. So I get it.
His film's so fun, man. His film and attitude, really.
Georgia Tech cat, man.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to pass TDP. I like TDP, but I'm just telling you. Like, do you remember every year when we, every single time we had our undrafted free agent rookie that was like the fan favorite?
Yes.
And
yes.
Now we've gotten away from that, and we shouldn't. It should be Jordan Mason. Oh, there's a lot of good ones, but the offense, we got this solidified. Defense,
don't
it's not
on
great.
Your juice pick either. That's a jackknife wild card utility. That's a great. It's like having two tight ends and two extra running backs.
Yeah. But the defense gets rough. You know, I built the defensive tackles. I got Armstead and Kinlaw. I got Drake Jackson. I got O'Minihue. I ain't mad about my D-line. It's nothing like yours.
See, I don't think your D-line. I think your insides are starters. I think your outsides aren't yet.
The linebackers are bad. DFF, Oren Burks, Jeremiah Gimmel. I whiffed right there.
I like your cornerbacks.
Corners are great. Emmanuel Mosley, Ambry Thomas. 2021 corners, Samuel Womack at nickel, Hufanga and Odom at safety. It's not a bad defense, but it's not where it should be.
I hear you, Big Papa.
What Big Papa say? Having Juice and Kittle. Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, and man, that's another thing too. I get bad about this. You know, we're simulcasting right now. Mm-hmm. But for those of you that maybe just watch my channel, you got to go subscribe to Wayne's channel. You got to watch his stuff. It's too damn good all the time. All the time.
Appreciate you, bro.
So type in Wayne Breezy if you haven't yet. And if you're watching Wayne, guess what? I'm right half the time. That's been the thing that people put out there, and I'll take it. I think it was meant as an insult, but I didn't take it as one. I didn't take it as one. So just type in John Chapman, look for the rosy cheeks, hit subscribe, help us out. Let's build this, man. Let's build this.
This is going to be all right. So 916_49er said, is this a John Wayne duel? Right? Yes. Wait. Right. And so here's the thing. I think we have to do some type of dual battle like every show. If we can figure
cool
it out.
I'm cool with that. I think that translates well.
It doesn't have to be necessarily this, but we need something where we can go like we can battle each other. Yeah.
Because we get along too much. That's the problem. So like we need to create discourse.
Yes. Well, yeah. But I'm still mad at you. How did I let you get George Kittle, Debo Samuel, like the whole damn offense? I wanted to pick Trey Lance so bad, but then I was like, I gotta build a D. I gotta build a D. That's the only thing I was focused on, building the defense, yo.
All right, y'all got to put it in the comments before we get out of here. We're going to wrap this thing up. Who won? Just type in Wayne or Chapman. Let's get a quick comment poll section, see who won this one. Wayne or Chapman? There's no wrong answers here. Freestyle rap duel. Yeah, that one's gonna be fair.
And we could do we could do music from like the 90s or the 2000s or some junk like that.
Man, I'm the most tone deaf.
It's just rap. You don't gotta be in tone. Well, today's rap, you gotta sing in key.
Yeah, auto-tune that stuff. Screw that, man. If I hear auto tune on something, like I get how like Kid Cudi uses it, I like that.
Oh yeah,
but man, if you're Travis Scott auto tune, throw that in the trash, man.
Yeah, like, man. Everybody uses it. So the thing is, John, everyone uses it, right? And so it's how they use it. You know what I mean? We're not making you choose, bro. But
I am. Pick your favorite parent
now.
You only get to live with one of us,
right? David Hasselhoff is a G.
He's throwing shots.
You won because I got
Wayne
Jimmy.
Has Jimmy.
Who did you want me to take? Nate.
Yeah, you want Sudfeld out there?
Oh, Brock. They really wanted me to take Brock Purdy.
Did. Oh man. Oh man. See, we got a Wayne vote in there. There we go. We got a Wayne vote. Oh, here we go. Wayne, because he got Poe. I ain't mad at that. Yeah.
I know Jason Poe has a long shot to make this team, but I would love his synergy on this roster some way, somehow.
Yeah. Now, man, I gotta figure out a way to throw this up on Twitter. And then we've had some good conversations with that, but I got to get smart and figure this out. But we'll figure it out.
Twitter doesn't let you post polls and pictures at the same time.
Correct.
So you gotta, yeah. I need explanations on how John won, because y'all talk about the offensive. Y'all been talking about the offensive line. Y'all still talking about the offensive line. He gets the offensive line that y'all been talking about, and now y'all giving him praise. I'm confused. Now,
I think it's because it's the George Kittle, Juice, Debo, Trey Lance combination. I think the reason why a lot of people see Trey Lance, they get excited. They see Debo, they get excited. Mm-hmm. Kittle, they get excited. I mean, I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I think all pros, I won 3-2. You got two.
You got three all pros.
I got three. Yeah.
But guess who's going to be an all pro on my list this year?
Jimmy Ward.
And Nick Bosa.
Oh, here we go. We got a question, Luke. Hey, how do the super chats, I believe, work if you do one? Do they go to both channels if made on one? Or do you... Oh, it went away. Or do you have one for each channel? That's a good question.
There is one for each channel, but I think whichever channel you're watching it on is the channel that gets the super chat. So.
But we share stuff pretty good around
here.
Yeah,
it's all love here, man. We just...
Community.
If you guys think it's too much to show on both channels, we'll just show it on this on John's channel.
No,
just saying. I'm cool with that, bro. Like,
No.
I'm all good because I don't want to take away from your views. I want your views to stay popping.
You know I don't give a damn about views. I care about people, and this is awesome. And I love this freaking once a week thing.
How did I let Trey get away? That's the question. How did I let Trey get away?
He didn't let him. I took him.
Well, right. You rightfully took him, but he's trying to say, why didn't I take Trey? I think it was because your first two picks were Debo and Trent.
Then you went defense. You went...
I went Fred Charvarius Warner.
Yep. And Fred Warner.
Yep. No, I think I went Fred Warner and Ayuk. I wasn't going to let you get both of those guys.
That's right. That's
then
right.
Then you went Trey Lance. You get what I'm saying? And George Kittle. And then I went Charvarius Ward. Yeah, that's what we ended up doing. That's how I let Trey get away. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't this time. Plus, I remember taking Trey last time, and John took Jimmy last time.
I did.
And y'all still said that.
I hated the way I felt whenever I said his name. And I like Jimmy. It's not that I'm mad at Jimmy, but like whenever I picked Jimmy last time, I had to be like, okay.
Appreciate
I don't need Danny Gray. There's no use in having him. He ain't going to throw it deep. Like, mm-hmm. It changed the way I built the team. Shout out to Luke, man. Look at this.
Appreciate
Thank you for the
you,
gift,
bro.
Man. He says, Wayne, you're a stud, brother.
I like it. I wish Luke could, like, airmail me one of those tattoos so I could just slap on my arm. His artwork is fire.
Yeah. Man. Where are you located at, Luke? How can we...
He told us. I can't remember where it is.
Wait, where's your tattoo shop? Because this dude is just positive as hell. Amazing, man. Can you let us know? Where's your tattoo shop? So the faithful
taking a trip, bro. Because his ink is...
I don't have any tattoos. I mean, does ink show up on red? I don't know.
I'm done. Yeah.
Oh man, I hope he's putting that in there. I want to get on that for a quick. He's real not quick. A thief. Before we jump out of here, Wayne, you record a lot. You do a lot of morning shows.
Yeah.
For perhaps the people that are new to your channel, can you walk us through some of the scheduled stuff that you do because you're so consistent?
Sure. Lately I've been on a little small hiatus, family type of break because I just finished work. So for those that don't know that I will be full time content creating for 49ers now. And so my daily, the Wayne Breezy show will be it'll be early. So it's really afternoon here, like early afternoon, like 12 or 1 p.m. daily. Right now we're doing it two times a week until training camp starts. So I'm going to give you like two shows this week, two shows next week. And then once training camp hits, we back to 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right? And so, so 12 p.m., 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is still the morning out there on the West Coast. So you guys can check it out, man. It's like an hour and a half show. It's real fun. I have you guys come on there. Sometimes you could be a guest on the show. You can call in. It's real cool, man. All we do is pick a topic. We sit there, talk about it. We get mad. We yell. We argue. We fight. And then we make up. Yo, that's what it's all about.
I love it. Oh, this is awesome. Luke, thank you for the gift, man. Appreciate that. And if you are around Salt Lake City, Utah, You can look him up at the underscore Snell King on Instagram. See some of his work. You check that out. I love Salt Lake. I'm a big time skier. Bought my Icon pass. Oh, so excited this year. Going to go skiing all the time. I've always wanted to have one, but couldn't. One of the things I'm looking forward to most is taking my 14 year old son, just turned 14. He's a big skier too. So we're hoping we're going to be able to get some of that taken care of. So head over there. It's Shot J. Look at this one, man. I get my Niner daddies full time now. Yes. I freaking love it. You don't have to choose. You don't have to choose.
He said, someone said that Trent cancels out even Nick Bosa in practice.
Yeah, I mean, they're the best of the best.
That's what you love. Isn't that what makes Nick so great going against
everybody? Nick goes the other side, though. He rotates. He gets to pick his side.
He got smart, right? Like, Nick was like, fuck this, man. Well, I don't got to prove anything to you, Trent. I'm just going to go to the other side and beat up on Mike.
And we don't want that. What's up, Juan? I love it. He says, double up on the John Wayne show. I love it, man. This is awesome. Anyway, that's going to do it for us on the show today. This was incredible. I want to say shout out to the producer, Clayton. He crushed it on the back end. Did a hell of a job, man. I cannot tell you the difference it makes just being able to talk and put the content out. So thank you for that. It really increases just the quality of the show. And Wayne, as always, I beat you again, man. That's 3-0 now.
I really don't feel like you beat me, bro.
We're putting the poll up, man. Hey,
and let me tell you something. All them weapons you got, they all can't get the ball at the same time.
That is true.
But my defense can get to that ass at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, we love you, man. Thank y'all for tuning in.
All right. That's going to do it. Wayne, anything else before we jump out of here, man?
Nah, man. Just make sure y'all go sign up, you know, to the 49ers Rush Road Trip. We need to see y'all at these games. Yes. We are going to be there. We're going to be going live. It's going to be a great experience. I'm super excited. Make sure you sign up so you can get all the details. Go to the website. Love it, man.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.